TW Hall plows snow and sands parking lots, among other things. So you'd think Southeast's warm weather would be a problem. It's not.
It's been allowing me to work on my cars and play and have time off and enjoy it.
Dwan Hall is an owner of the Juno business.
I've just grown used to some years you have it, some years you don't. So it'll all average out over the years. I know it's hurt some of the new guys. I expect to see a few snow plows and sanders up for sale this spring.
Details differ from town to town and, of course, elevation. But overall, winter in Southeast has been mild.
It's not a record warm or a record low snow, but it is really quite abnormal.
Rick Fritch works at the National Weather Service's Juno Forecast Office. He also enjoys snow. He says this season is influenced by what's called the Pacific Decadal Oscillation. It's sort of like El Nino, a pattern of climate variability, except it lasts much longer.
The Gulf of Alaska, the sea surface temperature, right at the surface of the ocean, is warmer than normal. And that's translating into a warmer than normal weather for us, and unfortunately drier than normal.
If it continues, snowpacks will be smaller, and hydropower plants could run out of water in the summer. In some places, salmon streams could run low, making it harder for fry to leave and adults to spawn. Skiers, snowmobilers, snowshoers, and kids with sleds face gravel or grass, and all those studded snow tires we put on so carefully last fall could grind down the pavement a little quicker. But Fritch points out, that could change in a day.
The tricky thing about snow is that you are always, well, almost literally, one storm away from having a record snow season.
He says December brought less than 20% of the average snowfall, and he expects that to continue at least a couple more weeks. But if there's time for a turnaround, it's now.
January is typically our biggest snow month in Southeast Alaska, and it could make the difference between a very poor snow season overall or a very good snow season if you kind of ignore December and the last half of November.
Low snow and warm winter temperatures can also damage gardens. Juno's Ed Biarski owns Ed's Edible Landscaping and shares his knowledge throughout the region.
Plants can be tricked into thinking winter is over after they get their 8 to 12 weeks of chill, cold time, and then we get 40 degrees in January or February. They think it's time to grow, and bulbs pop up and other stuff, and then it gets back down to 10 degrees for a week. The growing tips get damaged at least, and they're using energy in doing that.
That freeze-thaw cycle varies from town to town. Those closer to the coast experience more warming. Those further inland get less. Biarski says that's not ideal for many plants and shrubs, and even some trees.
The best thing we could hope for is to have 6 inches of snow to last from the 1st of December till mid-March, and then it becomes spring. Face it, I haven't seen that in 30 years of living in Southeast Alaska.
Neither have I. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.